You're listening to Play It Again, Swig. I'm Jocelyn Swigger, and this is my occasional audio practice diary where I talk about practicing piano and life and whatever else is on my mind. Well, it's Saturday, May 28th, and I want to tell you about a project that I've come up with for the summer that I think is maybe going to save my sanity. And hopefully help a couple other people out with theirs too. So I'm going to be doing a series of porch concerts. My piano is on the first floor of my house and is in the room that's in the front by the street. And so I'm going to open my window and have one family or household of people on the porch at a time and play a short program of like three pieces. And I did my first performances of this new kind of venue that I've made for myself last weekend, and I have to say that I loved it. I loved it. I felt like I was really performing. I got a little bit nervous. Obviously, the people who are coming to this are people that are my friends, so I'm playing for friendly ears and people that I love. But it was live. I didn't record it. I didn't do a big thing on social media about it. I mean, I did post about it, but I didn't like do a big thing. Anyway, it just felt like a really nice moment of live music, and my friend Lizzie had the most perfect review. She said that she had a moment of feeling perfectly present, and I can't ask for better than that. And also, it was the best I've ever played the Chopin Fantasy Impromptu. You know, this run, not this one, but this one. That was all right. That's a place, if I'm going to stumble, where I'm going to stumble, and I didn't stumble. It was so nice. I also did quite a bit of work mapping out the last page with all this stuff. Let me see if I can do it right now. That's not right. But here, this is the part. So I managed to not be fuzzy during that, during the performance. So I was really, really pleased and proud about that, and felt kind of amazed and grateful that I can have a moment of performing well and feeling pleased and proud and alive and all those good things. Another project I'm doing that I think is going to be really nice for the summer is I'm facilitating a group doing The Artist's Way, which is a really beautiful book by Julia Cameron with a 12-week program. She talks about creative recovery, and I don't know that I or any of my students that I'm doing this with necessarily need to recover our creativity, but it's some really good tasks and assignments and ideas about exploring creativity. So I think that's going to be a nice way of coming up with some structure and having some positive ways of moving forward. So I think that's going to be good. I want to tell you today about these four pieces by Katarzyna Rzyczkowa. I'm not sure I'm saying her name exactly right. This is a piece that I found in a music store in Prague, this gorgeous store. It's not really dusty, but it feels like it sort of should be dusty. It feels like, you know, wood bookcases and lots of old scores, but actually they keep it very clean. But you just walk in and all it is music scores. And so I flipped through and found as many new pieces by women as I could find, and I was especially looking for Czech composers. So this is a piece that I just picked up and thought looked interesting, and now I'm kind of getting into it. I think maybe I've told you a little bit about it. Here's the first movement, just part of it, which is Metska Doprava, which translates as city transport, but I'm really thinking of it as being city trolley. I'm thinking about the trolleys in Prague in particular. So this is. I think it's pretty close to tempo. Thank you. next section. Anyway, so that one, even though I was just screaming a lot, I actually feel like I have a sense of that one more than some of the others. Then there's this largo that I think is really beautiful. Largo means slow, by the way, in case you don't know that. It's probably supposed to be a little slower. It's got some counting stuff that I really am having to figure out at the end. Let me play the end for you and see if I can get the counting right. No. Yeah, da da dee da 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 dee da da dee da 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 dee da da da. There we go. I really have to keep my wits about it there. Keep my wits about me. So I'm working on that. The third one, I honestly don't like very much, but I think I don't like it because it's doing what it's supposed to do. It's called podrezhny, I think, something like that, but which translates as suspicion. And it sounds really creepy and uncomfortable. So I think and in fact, it even says allegro inquietamente, so unquietly, uncomfortable. So I think the reason that I don't like it and that I'm resisting practicing it is that it is making me feel the way that's trying to feel. So that's kind of an interesting thing to be thinking about. Let me play a little bit of this. Here's the beginning. So actually, there's a lot of really cool stuff in there, and I should get over not wanting to practice creepy stuff. That's actually really neat. But there's a lot that's a little bit hard to figure out. These nice crunchy chords can be a bit tricky to read. And then there's a couple of places where I truly am not sure what the notes are. Let me show you this moment. So sometimes composers will... the general tradition is that once a note has an accidental, like a sharp or a flat, it stays true through the whole measure. But sometimes that is only true for that note, like maybe true for this one, but not this one and this one and this one. Or sometimes it's only true in one hand. So here there's a place where the left hand has a C sharp in this measure, C sharp, C sharp, and those all have sharps in front of them, which I kind of read to mean, if I don't tell you to sharp it, don't sharp it. But then there's a C, there's another C an octave lower down here without sharps in front of them, but no natural. So I'm not sure if it's supposed to be this, or this. And actually, now I look at it, it's totally got to be the sharp, because the pedal marking is pedal and then pedal to the new measure, which is sharp, sharp. So I don't feel like I quite know her language well enough to really be sure that she wouldn't do this. Like, I think she would totally write that. But I think maybe if she were going to do that, she might call it a B sharp, because it would be resolving to here. So I feel like I'm going to play it a sharp. I'm going to play it a sharp until I find a reason not to. But this is exactly the kind of thing that it's really helpful to ask the composer. And she's alive. I'm trying to get in touch with her. Actually, I sort of feel a little bit like a stalker. I sent her a connection request on LinkedIn. She teaches in Germany right now. She has two names, which is very common in Europe. And so she sometimes goes by the other one. I found out what it is. I feel super stalkery saying that, but you know, this is out professionally, so it's okay. She has a YouTube channel that she just started like 3 months ago. She doesn't have any recordings of these pieces, but she's got some recordings of a couple of other things. So I've subscribed to her YouTube channel. Anyway, I'm hoping that I can get in touch with her. And there's a couple of other avenues that I can follow too. I put out a call on Facebook, and a couple of people sent me possible places to look for her. Anyway, I really would love to send her an email and ask her about a bunch of different places like this. Anyway, so I'm going to play this the way I think it goes, which is sharping all the C's. And if I don't sharp all the C's, it would be... Nope, sorry. No, I can't even do it. I think they're just C sharps. Let me actually just write in sharp, but I have a question mark and I have this circled as a question. Anyway, this is the kind of thing I'm trying to figure out. And then the last one is called Memory. There's another question I have here, but here's the first part. Oh, that was really stumbly, but this is beautiful here. I think. We'll see if it's... I will try to make it beautiful. And then that repeats. Okay, so this next moment, it says allegro feroce, ferocious, quarter note equals 152. But then there's sextuplet 16th notes. So I was thinking of it as being this. This is before I tried it with the metronome. Let me do it again. So here. Sound kind of ferociously allegro, like sufficiently ferociously allegro. But if I actually put this with the metronome, check this out. It becomes da, 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 da. I can't remember if I could do it. Dum, bum, bum. Actually, you know what? That sounds fine. I just need to practice it and suck it up. It's so funny how sometimes there's music that I'll look at. I'll be learning it slowly to try and make sure I'm getting the notes right. And then it just seems unimaginable that the composer can actually mean the tempo. I think she does. I'm gonna take this as read and really use that. I'm not sure I said that right, but I'm going to believe this quarter note equals 152. Anyway, so these are the pieces that I'm working on right now. And I am going to play them on my porch concert on Saturday. And you might say, and you would be right, but you are totally not ready to play these pieces. And I know that that's true, but also they're short. And I think that getting it ready to play for a live performance, not memorized and not needing to be perfect, is going to be really good for me. So the other thing that I'm going to play on this performance, and I'm going to actually try this for you right now, is the Prelude and Fugue in C sharp major of Bach in book one. So I'm not going to play the whole prelude right now, but it's this one. Let me see if I can do the fugue. This is going to be trying for memory. No! Let me try it again. That's a scene that I don't know. Shoot. Oh, you know what? It does this. It does this. I'm so close. Is that right? It goes here. There we go. And here's the change. Obviously, I don't have this as much as I thought I did. Actually, this is about as well as I thought I had it. I'm looking at the music now. This is, I was at the very end. Play that from memory, even though I don't actually think that we need to play Bach from memory, is that there's like a page and a half where it's so much easier to think about it in flats than in sharps, because it's actually in E sharp minor, and that is an abomination. It's so much easier to think of F minor. So I think it's really worth my while to play it from memory, which means I need to figure out those spots. So that's what I'm working on right now, and I'm going to really, I know I keep saying this and not doing it, but I really truly am going to try and do these podcasts every 2 weeks. I want to give a special shout out to Anne Frederick Purcell and say that I so appreciate your comments. Thank you for being such a wonderful, supportive listener and person. And thanks to all the rest of you too. So that's it. You can find out more about me at jesslinshooker.com. You can also also listen to my other podcast, which is just